You are Locked On Twins, your daily Minnesota Twins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Monday, April 5th, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. What a weekend for the Twins. We recapped opening day Thursday and Friday. We've had three games since. I apologize for the delay on this episode tonight. I was driving back to school today, and then my microphone kind of crapped out, so I'm finding a way tonight, but hopefully that'll be fixed by tomorrow. My arm is broken and stuff, but there's so much Twin stuff to talk about that I'm very excited to do this episode tonight, and I appreciate everyone tuning in and listening. The Twins had an offensive barrage today, but let's go in order of games. I was at the game Saturday. This was one of the best pitched games I've ever seen, certainly ever been at. This was amazing. Corbin Burnes, Jose Barrios just going toe-to-toe, two right-handers, and you know, to be frank, we knew that it was going to be a high-powered matchup between these two guys, and especially knowing that Burnes can be so, so good. And we know what Jose Barrios is capable of as well, and these two guys just put it together. I also think this time of year, it's normal for pitchers to be a little bit ahead of hitters. You wouldn't have known that today with the Twins, but it sure looked like it's Saturday. Rocco pulls Barrios after the sixth. I think he had 80-something pitches. I would have liked to see him go another inning. Honestly, I would have liked to see him go one more in the seventh. And I was there, and I was thinking that. I was like, ooh, it would have been nice for him to stay one more. But I can understand the thought process of bringing in Taylor Rogers to face Christian Yelich. I think they said to Rogers before this series started, they said, you're going to see Yelich. And Taylor Rogers shut him down. I turned to my dad Thursday when Raj came in and faced Yelich. I said, Yelich doesn't stand a chance. I want Rogers in there against any left-hander. And Christian Yelich, I think, is the best left-hander in the game. Right there with Juan Soto at his best. You know, Yelich had a down 2020. But I want Rogers in that matchup over Yelich. I think the Twins know it. I think, Raj knows it, how good he is against lefties. I think there's very few left-handed pitchers in the game who are better against left-handed hitters than Taylor Rogers, and definitely relievers. I think he's right up there with the haters of the world. And we saw Hater Thursday, how nasty he is. But Rogers comes in, faces the heart of that order, and is just dominant. And Tyler Duffy came in, and it almost unraveled, and the Twins lost their team no-hitter. But he ended up getting out of it too, and he's so used to those fireman situations as Tyler Duffy coming in and putting out that fire. He did it, and it was first and third. Omar Narvaez broke up the no-hitter, and Duff got out of it, and you know, Colomé came in and finished it up in the ninth. But that home run from Byron Buxton was it's going to be one of those moments that we look back on this season, and there's already been, it feels like, a lot in that game. But Byron Buxton going opposite field on a cutter, diving away down in the zone from Corbin Burnes and ripping it to right center and out. And that thing was a no-doubter, but everyone kind of held their breath in the stadium watching that thing fly through the air. You could hear the Twins dugout, go, go. And I was saying, go ball, go ball. It was gone. It was gone, and Byron Buxton rounded the bags, and he was so excited. And you can just tell, and he said it, he's in such a good place right now. And I guess not right now. We'll talk about him being removed from Sunday's game. But he's in such a good place at the plate. He seems to be at a really good place mentally, and he confirmed that. I think it was before the game Saturday. Just outstanding. And I talked about this Thursday and Friday about how special he can be when he's on the field, and that's what he can do. He changes games, man. There's only a couple players on this team that can change a game like Byron Buxton can. May not be another player on this roster who can do what he can, changing the game. And they have a lot of good players, and this looks to be a really good team this year by the looks of it. But Byron Buxton is chief among them in his ability to impact baseball games defensively, offensively, with his energy, with his base running, everything. Just, he has all the tools. He can do it all, and he won that game with Jose Barrios on Saturday. Really nice to get an insurance run as well. Luis Arraez was just fantastic this weekend, and he actually got removed again today. I sent out a tweet, every time a Twin is doing well, they must run into some sort of injury or some sort of hiccup, because that's just the rule of the world, it seems. Donaldson rips that double into the gap. He gets yanked with the hamstring, and he actually hit the injured list. Luis Arraez gets yanked today. Byron Buxton gets yanked yesterday in the middle of the games. And part of that is Rocco's just very, very conservative with injuries. And that's something that he's preached for the 3 years that he's been here now, is he's not going to push it. You know, he knows it's a long haul. He's got a long-term perspective here. And if he thinks a guy might be injured or he thinks a guy might not be feeling right, you're going to see them come out of the game almost every single time. It doesn't matter. They have to really talk themselves back into the game, and they have to look the part too. They have to really sell it to stay in games, regular season games, for Baldelli to keep them in. But Byron Buxton, oh, that was just special, man. And just added to the reel of special things that he's done when he's on the field, especially in the last 2 years and now first three, four games. He's just a special player. He's a special talent. And for him and Barrios to hit those two home runs, two of the higher regarded prospects in the system 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago. Barrios, the top pitching prospect, and Buxton, the top position player prospect. We've just seen it, and it's been special to watch. I think that's why it's special to be a fan of the Twins right now, because we've seen these prospects come up and really make a difference. Guys we've known about for a long time, and now they're winning ball games for the Minnesota Twins, and it's fun to see, especially for Buck, a guy who's been through so much in his career, so many injuries, so many setbacks, you know, struggles at the plate. He gets ripped in the media when he was younger. It's just special to see him put it all together and make an impact. I can't say enough about Buck. That was an amazing, majestic home run, and it was special to be there. I was very, very lucky to be there and see that, and see that pitching performance. Burns is a problem. I'm glad the Twins don't have to see him again until August, potentially, when Milwaukee comes to Minnesota. But Jose Barrios, I talked about it Friday a little bit, previewing this game. I said he kind of needs to take the reins on this one and go out there and win it for the Twins, and maybe they'll be able to scratch across a run or two. They get the big fly from Buck and an insurance run in the ninth. They take away a beautiful 2-0 win, just a vintage win. Let's talk about that and more when we come back after this word from BetOnline. A lot more to talk about. Don't go anywhere. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use that promo code LOCKEDON. Again, this is a very easy-to-use platform. I know March Madness is coming to an end with the National Championship Monday night, but there's going to be a lot of action here. Major League Baseball is in full swing now with a six-month season plus playoffs. You're going to want some action, and you're going to want to get in betonline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON. Again, very easy-to-use site, and they have the best odds, and they have the best platform. So go there, betonline.ag, promo code LOCKEDON. Sunday's game, I thought the Twins had a clear advantage, and I talked a little bit about Matthew Trueblood's article at twinsdaily.com talking about that. Adrian Hauser against Michael Pineda. Hauser is a guy who has struggled mightily against left-handed hitters in his career, much better against righties. And I think I said left-handed hitters. Yeah, struggled against left-handed hitters and has been really good against right-handers. But he starts against Michael Pineda. Pineda's been so good as a Twin since he's been healthy and off the suspension list. He goes five. He runs into a little bit of trouble. But he's one of those guys who makes the pitches when it matters, too. I think out of Barrios, Maeda, Pineda, I mean, Maeda's been so good. But I think Pineda, when he has traffic on the bases, I trust him to make that pitch. I trust him to throw that slider. And he got Avisiel Garcia on a nasty slider. And then he got him up and in and beat him. And that was just a beautiful sequence to Garcia to get out of that jam. I thought Pineda was really solid, and that's just how he is. He's a really solid number three starter for the Twins. They got to Hauser a little bit. You know, more misfortune in this game. Byron Buxton rips a double into the corner. It just continues for him after homering Thursday, homering Saturday, rips a double in his first at-bat, and then gets pulled from the game. And it's impending doom. I don't know if any other fan base feels the way that we do when guys get pulled from the game, especially when it's like guys like Buxton and Donaldson. It's just like, oh goodness, here we go again. It just feels like it's fate. Like we can't escape it. And he gets pulled from this game. No one knows why. And people are speculating, think it might be migraines, could be COVID. Thank goodness was not either. Ended up being a non-COVID illness, which we don't know the extent of it. So maybe that's worse, but wasn't feeling well. And there was some speculation that he had the runs, but not on the base paths. and Byron Buxton got pulled from this game. Brent Rooker ended up going into left field. Jake Cave slid over to center, and everyone kind of held their breath. Buxton didn't play today, but it does seem like he'll be back in the next couple days, which is good news for the Twins. Not an injury. You know, his shoulder didn't pop when he threw in that ball after catching it in center field. Nothing like that. Byron Buxton just a little under the weather. Non-COVID-related illness, but hold your breath every single time. And Andrelton Simmons has been really good thus far, I think. Not only just, like, bat-to-ball skills. We talked about this all offseason, about his ability to put the bat on the ball, but also he's walking. You know, he's getting on. He's making pitchers work, too. He's just kind of part of that lineup. Mitch Garver had a really nice game Saturday. It was good to see him go opposite field, home run, also walk. I think he's going to walk a lot this year. What a tandem. Like, every other day, Garver-Jeffers. And they've struggled a little bit, but Garver was great on Saturday. You know, Jake Cave struggled a little bit out of the gate. Miguel Sano, I think, has had some really, really nice at-bats. He homered as well. Garver on Sunday as well. I keep getting mixed up because of that off day on Friday. It's just kind of screwed with my whole internal schedule here. But Sunday, Mitch Garver hit that home run. It was nice to see that. Twins win 8-2. Ho-hum. Put on some runs late. This is what I'm watching with the offense. I'm not, like, super excited when they score early runs. I mean, that's great. But they did that in 2020. What I'm looking for is, can you put games away? Can you score runs a little later? Give your bullpen some insurance. I think something that was underrated with the 2019 Twins is just underrated with good offenses in general. When you score a lot of runs, that takes a lot of weight off your bullpen. The Twins had to ride their bullpen last year, and if it would have been 162, I think they would have run into some trouble late in the season. But when they're putting up four runs in the top of the sixth with a 2-1 lead, when they're putting up two more runs in the eighth, that allows Baldelli to go to Stashak instead of Rogers, or, you know, not go to Colome. It gives him that kind of flexibility. And Jorge Alcala pitched the last two innings, who I think the Twins see as a lower leverage option right now until, you know, not as much on Alcala, just on there's other guys who are above him on the depth chart. So that gives you that flexibility, allows you to rest arms, and I think that helped the Twins kind of sustain and stay healthy in 2019, because their offense scored so many runs throughout the game, not just early in the game. 2020 was a different story. And we've seen it so far. Like, they're scoring runs, but they're not stopping. I was worried today in the top of the first inning. They score a run off Jose Ureña, a right-hander, sinker-slider combo. You can tell he has good stuff. He just doesn't have any command, and he couldn't throw strikes today. But the Twins were patient. Luis Arraez, 1-for-1 with a walk. He gets pulled from this game. Super bizarre. He was standing there. He's grabbing at his chest. I was like, oh, man, did he pull a muscle in his chest? Seemed to be gastrointestinal illness or issues for him, according to the Twins. So we'll see on that as well. But they don't know if it's the bug going around or what's going on in the old clubhouse. But Arraez got yanked for Astudillo, and the Twins' depth has just been dipped into massively through four games. That also sucked to see him come out. It always comes after something good, right? Nelson Cruz, 3-for-6, 5 runs batted in, 2 home runs today. Nelson Cruz hits a ball down the right field line. It's foul. He is so convinced that it's fair. He's arguing. He's saying it's fair, fair ball. He's getting made fun of by Jason Benetti and Glanville, I think it was, in the ESPN broadcast, because that thing was so foul. And then just rips one to left field anyway and hits a home run, and it's a grand slam for Cruz. Just what we've seen from him. You know, I think Nelson Cruz, there's not much more to say, and he just keeps doing it over and over. And what a cog in that lineup. You can kind of see the impact, not only just what he does at the plate, but seeing his name in there, like seeing his name before this game when they've been in the National League and they haven't had him, was such a relief, and it just makes this lineup so much more dangerous. Max Kepler's had a heck of a start. He's hitting .313. He's got a .951 OPS. He's walking. He walked twice today. The Twins walked 11 times today. That's what we love to see. Get on base for the boppers. And Andrelton Simmons walked 3 times. You know, Miguel Sano walked 3 times. Just awesome stuff. And part of this was just the Tigers suck. Twins starting with the Tigers today, a 3-game series. The Tigers are bad. They don't have good pitching. Jose Ureña was horrible. But they have to take advantage of pitchers like this. I saw them get beat by pitchers like this last year. So to see this today and see them put up a 15 spot on Detroit was just really nice to see. And I think everyone liked that. Twins have scored 30 runs in these first four games. That is the fourth most, I think, through four games in franchise history. Offensive explosion today. Keep in mind that's without Josh Donaldson, and keep in mind that's without Alex Kirilloff. Jake Cave has played a lot. He was 0-for-6 today. He's hitting .063 with a .229 OPS. The Twins have still scored 30 runs in the first four games. Jorge Polanco hitting .118 with a .328 OPS. The Twins have scored 30 runs in the first four games. It's exciting. It's good to see, you know, Miguel Sano, as bad as the numbers kind of look, hitting 133 with a 649 OPS. I think for him, a lot of the time, it's more about process. I've kind of preached that through the offseason and through this early part of the year. But I like the process there, and I like where this lineup is at right now. I think it's hard not to like it. Let's talk more about the lineup, more about the pitching staff. Matt Shoemaker, great Twins debut after this word from BetOnline. BetOnline is the best-tasting protein bar ever. Amazing flavors. There's 18 of them. Caramel brownie cookies and cream, lemon almond cheesecake. 12 original flavors include coconut, almond, raspberry, German chocolate, peanut butter, banana bread, mint brownie. So many good flavors. The bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and they're soft and easy to chew. Built bars are also healthy. Built bars are great for the health-conscious guy. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, full of protein, full of fiber, and great for a keto diet. Plus, right now, you get a free cooler with your purchase while supplies last. You go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. I can definitely advise that you get these because they are really delicious. Best protein bars I've ever had. Makes sense. They're the best tasting protein bar ever. Matt Shoemaker, Twins debut today, was fabulous. That split finger is nasty. And when you have a guy who has a splitter like that and can kind of, you know, dethrone lefties in a way, that is special. And that's, I think the Twins love that. I think when a guy has a splitter, a right-hander has a splitter and can neutralize those lefties, and his slider looked good, pretty good today too. I think they're still refining that. They feel like they can refine sliders, as we know. So maybe they saw Shoemaker's got this great splitter, can throw pretty hard. I mean, he was up to 93-94 today. Let's refine that slider, and now he's a true, really solid three-pitch pitcher, much like Michael Pineda is. Like, that's Pineda. Pineda's throws 92-93. He's got a really sharp slider, awesome changeup, and good command. And that's kind of what you see here with Shoemaker. It's just the health is more of a question with him. He hasn't thrown a lot in the last 4 years. But Matt Shoemaker, 6 innings, 1 earned, 5 strikeouts today, just a home run from Wilson Ramos. He had a no-no, a perfect game, I think, going late. 0 walks for him. Twin staff limiting the walks in great fashion. As we've seen since Wes Johnson came in, they really emphasized that. Randy Dobnak came in and finished this game, the long man in that bullpen. The bullpen's so good that I look and I'm like, well, who's going to finish this game? Someone who's lower leverage. Randy Dobnak's finishing this game. He's the lowest leverage guy in the bullpen. He was not good in the ninth inning. He gave up 5 runs, 4 of them driven in by Akil Baddoo, former Twins prospect. Keep an eye on him. Really awesome story. Baddoo was unprotected in the Rule 5 draft. The Tigers took him because they have obvious room on their 26-man roster, and he's been fantastic thus far in his rookie debut. Akil Baddoo hit a grand slam off Dauber. Sometimes Dauber's command will kind of leave him. I think maybe he was like, oh, it's the ninth inning. Let's get out of here. Let's watch him for his next start, though. Not a good start to the stat line. 15 ERA for Randy Dobnak. But I think, you know, his command's going to be there more times than it's not, but this is what can happen. This is that downside of Randy Dobnak, was that ninth inning. But I wouldn't read too much into that. Looking forward, Twins going to play a day game Tuesday, day game Wednesday. We'll be back with an episode tomorrow night. But tomorrow it's Jay Happ against Casey Mize, another Twins debut. Jay Happ, the left-hander, I've been skeptical this offseason about that signing. I think I looked deeper into the numbers. I liked it more. But Jay Happ, I'm anchored in not loving Jay Happ. I don't really like soft-tossing left-handers, especially, you know, veteran soft-tossing left-handers on contending teams. But let's give him a chance. I'll give him a chance here tomorrow going against Casey Mize, one of the top prospects in all of baseball, top Tigers pitching prospects. Saw a little bit of him last year. He was not good at all. He doesn't have great command either. It didn't in 2020. So let's see what he's got. Good stuff, though. That should be a good one. The offense, though, I think is the main story of these last 2 days, scoring 23 runs combined Sunday and Monday. Pitching staff was great in 2020, and that's why I spend less time talking about the staff, because I don't worry about the staff. The staff showed us in 2020 and showed us for most of 2019 that it's really solid and that they will get outs and give you a chance to win most days. It's the offense that I'm watching closely, and I've been very pleased with so many of the offensive contributors, especially Luis Arraez. I'm convinced that Luis Arraez is going to win the batting title. More importantly, I think Luis Arraez is going to lead the American League in perhaps baseball and on-base percentage. I think he's going to have a high OPS this year. Hopefully those gastrointestinal issues are behind him in these next few days, but he's a fantastic baseball player. I love Luis Arraez. I think there's a couple at-bats that you can't miss on this team, and they're Luis Arraez's first two at-bats of the game and later on too. But I love this guy leading off. I love this guy in RBI spots. He's a special player, man. He goes to battle, and it's special to have him at the top of that lineup. I don't think he's ever leaving the leadoff spot. I think it would take Herculean efforts from other guys on the roster, and Arraez just completely tanking, which I just don't think his skill set's going to give into. He's just too good up there. He makes too much contact. He's too patient to not be productive at the plate, not get on base a whole lot. Luis Arraez, it's the Luis Arraez show. I tweeted that from the @LockedOnTwins account. Go check that out. Also follow me on Twitter @AshWalker9. But it's the Luis Arraez show every day, especially when he's leading off. It just gives you that dynamic top of the lineup. They're going to start to infuse some more guys. Hopefully Buxton's back in and Luis back in tomorrow or the next day. But they have the depth, and also this week's pretty light. You know, they got Seattle. They got an off day Friday. So they have two more with Detroit, and then they have Seattle for three this weekend and that off day in the middle on Friday. Kenta's going to go in the finale against Detroit, facing off against Matthew Boyd, who the Twins have beaten up in the past, and I think the Twins will be heavy favorites in that game. So they'll go for sweep, I think, in this series, and then they'll have Seattle. And Seattle's missing one of their best players, Kyle Lewis, the rookie of the year last year. So it's a light schedule right now, which is why I think it's okay that Donaldson's out at this point. Like, they can get by. You need him back, but I think they can get by without him. But having Arraez in that super utility role just gives them so much more boost and gives them so much more depth. And that's, I mean, when all those guys come back, and if they can stay on the field together, one day we'll see Nelson Cruz and Josh Donaldson play together. I don't know when that day will be, but I look forward to it. Apologize if I missed anything. I know there's a whole lot this week, and an amazing pitching duo on Saturday between Burns and Barrios. This was just an incredible game and so much fun to be at. Byron Buxton off to a blazing start. Sunday was a really nice game for the Twins. They escaped some damage. And then Monday, scoring 15 runs and just beating the Tigers into oblivion early on and putting them away. Nelson Cruz, two home runs. He never ages. Not much more to say on Nelly. He's amazing, and it's good to have him back in the middle of that Twins lineup. I'm telling you, when Donaldson comes back and it's Arraez, Donaldson, Cruz, Kepler, if Kepler's going to hit like this, just want to wish luck to the American League. The American League Central, speaking of, the Chicago White Sox are 1-3. Kansas City is 3-1. Chicago are going to go tonight against Seattle, starting a series in Seattle. See if the Mariners can help up the Twins a little bit. Thanks for listening today. Have a great day. Go Twins. We'll be back tomorrow. Episode probably tomorrow night, I am reporting, but I will be breaking down Tuesday's game tomorrow night. Find me, Locked On Twins. Thanks for listening.